City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's the feeling of Christmas. People passing, children laughing, and for mile after mile, on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
He didn't know I was his father, and I didn't know for sure either. Just to see I was, I'd had his mother so many times, and in so many different ways. Things were with me. Anyway, he looked up at me and said, "What does Christmas mean to you?" And I said, "Lemya, Christmas is a time for giving, a time for receiving, a time for eggnog and rum, a time for cutting down trees and hanging plastic doodads on them and watching them die slowly in your living room, catch fire and burn down your house and all your possessions. It's a time for buying things that haven't sold all year long, wrapping them up in shiny paper, and giving them to your friends. Return them and find out you got it on sale. They can only exchange them for things of equal value, like charcoal briquettes or matchbooks with other people's names on them. Time for giving your wife that special coat she always wanted. Those seals didn't need their fur anyway. What do they want it for? They're dead already. It's a time for eggnog and brandy, driving home on icy streets, accidentally nudging the car next to you off the bridge into the frozen river, watching the car sink, seeing bubbles float up under the water. It's time to sip an eggnog martini and think about the poor, and talk of feeding the naked and clothing the hungry. A time to get Christmas cards from all your friends that consolidated and allied and acne. A time for seeing all those happy children sitting on Santa's lap, Toyland, thinking to yourself, maybe I'll be a Santa next year. 12 years old is not so far from 18. Maybe I should be laying a little groundwork for the future. It's a time for parties at the office with eggnog and vodka, telling your boss what you really think of him. It's a perfect Xerox of your wife's rear end. Time for sitting by the hearth, sipping eggnog and tequila, your feet up on a burning log, realizing that a vault has been in your garage for 45 minutes with the car running. You say to yourself, "Damn, Uncle Walt, you were supposed to bring me back more eggnog." And that, Lemuel, is what Christmas